Alan, I think it's interesting to learn a little bit about the types of financial assistance that USDA has been able to provide in the area of rural development. Can you kind of point out what some of those project areas are?
Yes, I can, Chuck, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about some of the things we do. We consider ourselves kind of the quiet side of the Department of Agriculture that most people don't know much about. But it is rural development. It has really long roots to go back to REA and Farmers Home Administration, but now we're under the rural development umbrella. And we make investments. We're one of the few agencies in all the government that can literally build a town from the ground up. We have programs, investment programs, grants, loans, guaranteed loans, for almost any part of an infrastructure or job creation in rural America, whether it's electricity or telephone and broadband, or streets, water, sewer, all the way from a downtown cafe or up to an ethanol plant on the outside of town. So there really isn't. Well, we have a program for almost any kind of investment that will do two things, which is our drivers at rural development: increase economic opportunity, create jobs, or improve the quality of life for our citizens who choose to live in rural America.
Well, you mentioned the word ethanol, which I've certainly heard a lot here at the Cattle Industry Convention. What are some of the areas that you're helping in terms of renewable fuels?
We have been kind of the leader in the commercialization investment of ethanol plants across the country. The Department of Energy, obviously, they do the basic research. But once a technology has moved to the commercialization stage, there is where a lot of our programs come into play. And so we were real leaders out there investing in a lot of the early ethanol plants, gasohol plants, it goes back a ways, to try and bring those ventures to the commercialization stage. And the process has worked very well, because today the private sector now has really taken over most of the funding of that. We still do business plans and studies and things that will help a community if they're looking into, or an organization or a co-op that's looking to put an ethanol plant or a biofuel plant in, or methane digesters or wind in their area, that we will help them with feasibility studies and the like. But now there is such good access to capital in the private sector that we're not, that need isn't there as to what it was before. But you did see in the Farm Bill proposal that the Secretary of Agriculture laid out yesterday, they're proposing a pretty significant cellulosic ethanol investment, where now they'll put us back into that same area that we can help in the commercialization of that technology as it comes on board.
So have you made some grants or loans in that area recently?
No, we have not been, by the statute, allowed to. Because, again, we're only allowed to invest in proven technologies, and right now cellulosic is not at that point. But, again, which is why I assume the Secretary has now included that in as one of their proposals to the Congress. For the 2007 Farm Bill that would get us into the cellulosic investment business.
Well, looking back at ethanol or biodiesel, have you had the ability or whatever to make grants or loans recently in that area?
Oh, absolutely.
Any idea, sort of?
Oh, yeah. No,
kind
but
of
we have
idea of how. What level you've been able to do that at?
Well, I don't recall the number right offhand, Chuck. I think it's in the excess of the hundreds of millions of dollars that we have put into the startups in the ethanol industry. And now we're doing even more than that. We have a couple of programs that I'm sure certainly cattlemen here that are at the National Cattlemen Beef Convention or any rural participant, our value-added producer grant program, where local businesses or farmers want to take that product another step in the value chain. We have a very good program there to help them with the feasibility studies to do that. We also have a program. It's called 9006, and I apologize for the government speak, but that's it's our renewable energy and energy efficiency program, which twofold. As it says, we will help farmers or local communities become more energy efficient, but also invest in new energy opportunities, and that's where you're starting to see a lot more methane digesters, wind energy, or some of the other technology, but still ethanol and biodiesel. I mean, we are still very active in feasibility studies in those sectors.
So if people want to find out what can be offered by your department? Where do they go? How do they find out what's available?
A couple of ways. Generally, either look in the phone book. Website's easy. You go to the USDA website, look under rural development, and we can take you right to your state or local office. We are very fortunate. We do have 800 local offices across the country, yet we generally are co-located in farm service centers with NRCS and FSA. So either try to find us locally or go to our state offices. We have a state office in every state in the country. Or if you do have internet capability, go to our website and we will get you to a local office. Mm-hmm. Odds are there will be a local office within 30, 40, or 50 miles from you, and you can start a dialogue to try to understand our programs. One other thing, Chuck, that I also want to make sure that your readers and viewers understand, listeners, is that sometimes, you know, we don't have all the money, and nor would we have enough to fund all the projects. But where are our people that are on the ground? They're just very experienced, so they also know about state programs, foundation kinds of dollars, or other local monies that are available, and we can go together and with local leadership to make a product an opportunity come to life.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Alan Johnson, USDA Rural Development Senior Advisor. I'm
thank
Chuck
you.
Zimmerman reporting.
Thank you, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.